Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and I am smiling ear to ear because I am back in person in our brand new studio. I hope, Tribe, you hit up the message board and say, man, that one sounded good. Because we are in our brand new studio. Big shout out to Scott Hicken. And to launch our new studio, we had to bring in one of the big players into the industry. And I'm so stoked to be talking with Trimble today. And Trimble is an industry-leading technology company transforming the way the world works by delivering solutions that enable our customers to thrive. And so what is the main message I want to convey to you, Tribe, today is that robots and constructions have the potential to enhance field-oriented workflows and improve overall safety, efficiency, and data capture consistency. And most importantly, how is this going to benefit you to take the time in your busy schedule is that we're going to talk about how Trimble and Boston Dynamics announced a strategic alliance to co-develop an exclusive integration of the Trimble solutions with the Spot robot platform. The value of this integration is accurate and scalable data acquisition to provide a continuous flow of information between field and office teams. And I'm here in person with David Berzik, and we're doing this live with these videos here, and we're going to start this thing off of my marketing director said, Devin, just turn on this video and say the question, have you ever seen that crazy video of the dancing robot? And this will be in the show notes for you to go back to, because this is blowing up, Tribe. So what I see in the background is this robot is feeling the flow. Oh, man. He's making me look really bad that a robot can dance much better than I can. Let's go into talking about Trimble and Boston Dynamics, and we'll put this video in the show notes where they talk through and have interviews about working with Mortensen out in the field doing solar panels and show the robot in work. So we've talked a lot about laser scanning, and we've talked a lot about robots. And when we get to the end of this, I'm really excited for the Trimble edition of the crystal ball here, because it's been funny about how technology and people say, well, robots are maybe take over the world. Well, let's talk about laser scanning robots, and let's explore the interplay between changing conditions in our industry economy and the need to adapt new technology. David, are you ready to do this?
I am ready. Let's go.
All right. Lock and load, Tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
My favorite beverage is pretty basic. It's coffee. I'm a coffee freak, and I probably have too much of it, but I do like a good coffee. Right before the pandemic, coincidentally, I actually bought an espresso maker and really got the full use of it when I couldn't go anywhere. So it was perfect timing.
Good timing, yeah. What's a favorite place you've traveled?
Oh, favorite place. I have two. My first favorite place was Italy. I actually got to study there when I was in college, and spent a semester living in the Tuscany region. Cool. Probably the most relaxed I've ever been my entire life. And then more recently, Sydney, Australia would be my favorite.
Cool. Give us one story from Sydney.
Oh, just, first time I landed there, I was pretty jet lagged and, couldn't check into my hotel yet. So I had to kill some time. So I was right in the downtown area. My bucket list of architecture places to see was the Sydney Opera House. And nice. So that was the first place I went to. So I was a little drowsy and not exactly coherent, but that kind of woke me up and allowed me to just walk around the harbor and go see one of my bucket list items.
Super cool. And what's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction silos when you're not chasing that that robot dog we're going to talk about on the other construction?
So being a Colorado native, born and raised here, I've been skiing since I was six. So nice. Definitely like to get out and hit the slopes whenever I can. So, now that fall is finally coming on, I'm looking forward to getting back up on the slopes.
What's your favorite mountain?
Copper Mountain.
What's born your favorite raised run?
West 10 miler going into roundabout.
There you go.
It was a nice long run.
I'm becoming more and more into copper. I'm a Vail Resorts guy, but it just keeps getting more and more people there, right?
So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's get into this, huh?
All right, let's do it.
So what's the story that led you to becoming the construction robotics lead at Trimble?
So it's been a kind of a crazy adventure to get to this point. My background's actually in architecture and construction. So I started out as a project architect doing large-scale commercial construction here in Denver, doing a lot of the high-rise construction, mixed-use construction that you see in downtown Denver. And I did that for about 6 years. And then as I did that, the use of 3D technology started coming into the industry. And so I shifted gears out of architecture and went to construction.
Cool.
Because that's where all the technology was being invested into. And so I started to focus around the use of the 3D technology to create a virtual prototype of the buildings. And so I was managing design teams during pre-construction. And then as we went on to the job sites, I would start to oversee the mechanical, electrical contractors as well, and really serve as that bridge of communication between design and construction. And it was during that time that the company I was working for was starting to do partnerships with companies like Trimble, to where we were developing construction technology in addition to actually building. And I just decided I wanted to do that full time. And that's what brought me over to Trimble. And so for about the last 10 years, I've been with Trimble. And initially, I was in charge of seeing the strategic development of our total stations and laser scanners and mixed reality technology, specifically focused with the mechanical electrical teams. And then as that group grew, we started to include general construction as well. And so I started to focus on just laser scanning. And then as we announced our partnership with Boston Dynamics, I was given the opportunity to take over that group and kind of lead the overall integration of all those solutions that I had previous history with into the robotic platform with Spot.
Cool. So you've actually spent some time in construction before you're helping lead these robotics and all the stuff.
Yeah, 13 years before I focused full time on the actual construction technology piece.
Yeah, and I appreciate that insight because it's like all these new technologies, they're just going to work.
Yeah.
And there's so much construction is messy and there's so much that has to happen to make this all come together. Can you tell us a little bit more about Trimble's background and as a company? If you're in construction, you've heard the name Trimble, but could you just kind of talk a little bit more about what Trimble's all about?
Yeah. So Trimble's both a hardware and a software company. We started back in 1978 as a company focused around positioning technology. Gentleman started the company called Charlie Trimble, and he had actually was an engineer for Hewlett Packard. And he had gotten some of the patents around GPS technology at the time, and he turned it into what is now known as, you know, Trimble from a positioning standpoint. So that's kind of where our legacy is around all the different ways of using that kind of technology to position things on the construction site and different industries as well.
Sure.
And so that's really where our kind of legacy is. And we've taken that to then include different types of softwares around the 3D modeling that you start to have. Some of the programs that we have, SketchUp is one that a lot of architects like to use.
Yeah.
Also, Tekla is another one that's used for structural design. And then we have our MEP applications as well, like Siskiyou and some products over in Europe like Stabiplan. And all those are used to create these kind of buildable, constructible models that are used for design and construction. So, you know, Trimble's always kind of been involved, you know, in all these applications, you know, throughout, you know, kind of history, where it started out with more of a hardware focus. And then as we've grown as a company, we've also included in more of the software focus. So it becomes kind of a whole package really that's focused around just construction and creating what we like to call the constructible model, meaning it's not just design intent that we're having, but what we create as part of a digital and a physical application is something that's actually being constructed on the job site.
Love it. Yeah. And we've had several podcasts with like Amy Marks of Autodesk talking about the digital twins or BIM Smith and all these different technology platforms. But Trimble really takes the hardware and the software and works on these real projects of that cohesive putting the two together, right?
Yeah. And that's something that's really unique, I think, with Trimble, because, you know, we started as a hardware focused company and then evolved into becoming a software company as well.
Yeah.
And I think that type of a transition is easier to do than kind of going the opposite direction where you start software and then try to incorporate hardware into it. So it really starts to, you know, give you that complete package of, you know, being able to combine the best of both worlds between what happens, you know, in an office environment, and then how do you translate that out to the field?
Totally, yeah. And we just did a whole series that we're continuing podcasts that we call the Blue Collar Warrior series, that I work with my logistics director, who currently runs my window and door company in our art of construction projects. And it's highlighting the trades, the people that are not scared to step up and try drones and all these different things out there that are really becoming a real part of construction right in front of us right now. And that's why I was so excited to talk with Trimble, who you've been doing this stuff way before it was the new in thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you mentioned Boston Dynamics. So could you, how did this partnership with Boston Dynamics begin? And could you tell, you know, to tee this up with that partnership as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So probably about 2 years ago or so, maybe even earlier than that, you know, we started to do some exploration with Boston Dynamics around the use of robotics in construction. Trimble has, you know, a history of already doing autonomous vehicles and things of that nature, but it's, you know, large scale ones that are used in like mining and agricultural applications. And we felt the time was right to start looking at how can that same type of technology come into the construction environment. And that's where Boston Dynamics comes into play. And so we started out as a payload partner of theirs, being able to start to explore the use of the platform and how can we bring it into the construction.
I got to stop you. Payload partner. I got to excuse my ignorance. Yeah. What's a payload mean?
So the payload partner, that's a term from Boston Dynamics that basically anyone that they like to partner with in the industry, it gives them access to a software development kit to be able to take your applications and make it work with their robot. So in this case, it's with Spot. And so they refer to you as a payload partner, and payload means anything that you'd be putting on the back of Spot.
Got it. Okay. So here we are. Here we are. Spot, right?
Yeah.
So give us the origin story of like how it was named Spot, how it came together. Like, I'm so fascinated by this whole thing because you see the videos and you see you guys following Spot around. Let's start off just like, what's the origin story of that?
Yeah. So, you know, Boston Dynamics is probably one of the most mature robotic platforms out there for being used in various applications of various industries. They started out as a classroom project, really, that started with Carnegie Mellon and then transferred over to MIT in Massachusetts. Then eventually that spun off into its own startup company that was acquired by Google. And then from Google, it sprung off to a company called SoftBank, which was a venture capitalist firm that really provided some of their funding to really start to grow. And then from there, they were just recently acquired by Hyundai Motor Group. Hmm. So it's a company that's been growing over probably 40 plus years of research and development. It's been focused around robotics. And so it's a very mature platform that they've focused around the robotics applications. And so what they wanted to do is they focused around using like a legged robotic application that could be used on multiple terrains and things of that nature. If you look at the different types of robots that are out there, you can have wheeled applications and you can have legged applications. And the value of these legged applications is that they can go across different terrains, you know, and so they're
which
not limited.
Which is key on a job site, right?
Exactly, yeah. And so it starts to just give you more value for, you know, how do you address different kinds of conditions and things of that nature. And they've kind of evolved now to where they have not only Spot as a commercial application that can be brought out to different industries, they also have another one called Stretch, which is focused on kind of your warehouse applications where you're loading and moving boxes around. So they're now starting to take their evolution as a company from being kind of research and development and now taking these into more commercialized applications.
Hmm, fascinating. So it's kind of this strategic partnership of the hardware and software that's the key to a robot, right?
Yeah.
And sharing this tribal knowledge of working together, of trying to figure out all these years of robotics and construction products and putting them together. Am I understanding that right?
That's right. Yeah. And that's where our partnership came together. About a year ago, we announced a strategic alliance. So we started out as a payload partner with Boston Dynamics. And then as we started to see the value of how we can bring that application into construction, we partnered as part of this alliance with Boston Dynamics to really co-develop a solution where we took the best of both worlds. We took the expertise that Trimble brought from a construction technology standpoint for positioning and the expertise that Boston Dynamics brings with robotics. And we're co-developing to merge those two separate areas into one integrated solution. And that's what we have now with our integration with Spot.
Awesome. So what all is Spot used for on the job site then?
So it's used for a lot of different applications. The most common one that you're seeing right now, and this is where our first integration is using 3D laser scanners to do a kind of a reality capture of the job site, documenting what are the real world conditions that are happening, and then documenting those consistently over time. And as you start to get that kind of information collected, you can start to run analysis over where's the progress of construction actually happening now, to where you can start to do analysis of that scan data or the 360 imagery that's captured and compare it against your coordination models and your 3D models being built. And that starts to provide data and insight into where is the project actually at? Are things being built where they were coordinated to? If someone's billing you for 85% completion, but in reality you're only at 50% completion, you start to see that kind of information come up. So it's being used most commonly for that kind of an application right now, doing that reality capture. And then where we're going to start to integrate it with the Trimble solutions beyond just scanning is also to do things with robotic total stations, where you're doing the building set out of the building. So taking items that are in your 3D model and then accurately positioning them out on the job site. That's a workflow. It's being done today with the total stations with humans, but we're starting to automate that process as well. And then doing the same thing for positioning and kind of inspection routines using GNSS, which is Global Navigation Satellite Systems. It's using essentially GPS to position and spot in an outdoor environment where you have clear line of sight to the sky. And then that's being used for kind of inspection routines of different things being built, most commonly in remote environments. So one of the videos that you're going to show there has an example of where we did it with Mortenson Construction, where they're using that type of technology for the inspection of solar panels being installed in a remote site.
Yeah, and that video is really well done because they show Spot physically walking around all the conditions of the job site, but then they're also overlaying about what Spot is throwing down as far as mapping out the mm-hmm. coordinates and putting that all together. So really well done video to help understand, what are we out to solve here, Tribe? Is that us humans have to be augmented because there's just not enough of us to solve this demand, right? So how do we all better work together to connect the field to the office or maybe put some more technology out in the field? That's how we've been talking a lot about. And word on the street is that the laser scanning robot dog Spot has already been used in the Denver project where we're sitting here right here. Could you tell us about that project?
Yeah. So one of our early adopters is Hensel Phelps Construction. They were one of the first companies to really get involved around embracing this kind of new technology to improve their construction processes. So early on, and this is even when we were starting to investigate our own relationship with Boston Dynamics, we were working with them out at Denver International with the whole renovation of the Great Hall that's happening there. And so we were investigating the use of Spot with the X7 laser scanner from Trimble to be able to go out and just consistently document the conditions as they started to take apart what was there currently, expose some of the structure, get that documented from a 3D laser scan, and then use that to start to inform kind of comparisons against their coordination models that they were doing. So they were an early adopter of that technology. And since that time, we've continued to be engaged with them, and they've spread the use of the robotics and scanning to some of their other projects across the country. So we've moved it out of the Colorado area specifically, but it's still actively being used within Hensel Phelps. So they've been one of those early adopters that's really been a great team to work with.
Awesome. Any other major successes use cases that you've seen with it you want to talk about?
Yeah. So the most common one that we've already been talking about is like kind of digital twin creation, creating that digital environment. But other companies are using it to do inspection routines. Even some of the GNSS technology is being used for like highway construction. And even some of the total station workflows are being investigated as well now for using Spot to go out and be able to do more consistent documentation, things for like runway maintenance. We don't necessarily want to have a person going out into those unsafe environments. Send a robot out that can do it more consistently. So all three of the workflows are all being captured right now. But the most common workflow you're going to see is the digital twin creation.
Awesome. And so for the listeners, we've talked a lot about digital twins with different experts, but what's your version of the ideal digital twin?
So I see the ideal version as being kind of a hybrid between your digital content created as a 3D model and then the real world content that can be created from scan data or even photogrammetry using 360 imagery to where you have a hybrid of both what's the ideal situation, which is what your CAD models, your 3D models are going to provide, and then using it and supplementing it with what's the real world condition? How do things actually get built? Because when you start to look at those two, you realize, you know, walls are not perfectly square. Totally. You know, things don't go in exactly where they need it to be.
You mean in the model, we don't make the wall a little bit off?
Exactly.
And I think that's such a good representation of the digital twin. It's unicorn chasing if you say exactly what's in the digital model should be the physical model.
Right.
Like, you're missing the point of what we're trying to do here, in my opinion here. Mm-hmm. It's having experts like Trimble that have tools out in the field to be able to take computational design and be able to flexible and maneuver that together is really the art of construction, wouldn't
right.
you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I've been working with customers just on the scanning side of things where they're taking that scan data and that becomes their 3D model because it represents, this is the real world. This is what we actually have, you know, built, or this is what we're actually dealing with. And they're taking that scan data and they break it down into the individual components to where you can just segment out a piece of equipment and say, okay, here's a piece of equipment. And then I can tie that to my facilities database, you know, yeah. where it's some type of program that's tracking what's going on in the facility.
Yeah. It's fascinating you say that, because right now we have several different partners we're working with of what is considered the as-built. And the whole idea is this: you go out and you have these tools. And as you know, with computational design, different scanning and different lasers will create different data back.
Yes.
But it's like this, create it back. And then, well, that's not quite right. And so then they go change it in the model. Well, we're trying to actually make it be match. That's the whole thing yes. we're trying to do here. So let's talk about, what are some of the factors do you think are contributing to most to the need to adopt a tool like Spot?
Yeah. So the vision that we have around it is that it becomes, I like to refer to it as it's a collaborative robot or a cobot. So it's there to supplement the teams on site. Exactly. And so it's there really to be, you know, a supplement to your existing teams on site. You know, their labor shortages is a huge concern right now within the industries. You know, how do you find people with the right knowledge and skills and background to come into construction and be able to do some of these tasks that are being asked of people on projects? And so, you know, with the robots, you can use them to take over kind of the mundane tasks, the repetitive tasks, even the ones that are unsafe, where you don't necessarily want to put a person in harm's way if you don't have to. You know, if you can have a robot going to do the same information, that's what you want to send those robots in. So they're there to be your coworker and really be able to allow the robot to take over kind of those mundane things and then let the teams on site focus on the high value items that they have to get completed. But then that way, you know, things still move forward, but you can do more with, you know, with the resources that you currently have on the job site.
Yeah. And I'm really excited at the end of this for you to answer the question we always ask everybody, but it's been fascinating pre and post the pandemic, how people think about this stuff.
Yes.
And you know, we're trying to figure out the new normal, but I can tell you, I believe construction is going to really leap forward with these different tools because it was forced around the pandemic. What's your take to that?
Yeah, I think that really did kind of supercharge everyone's perception of what's going on. You know, it's like before we had the pandemic, people were like, yeah, that's a cool idea, but it may not really work. And then when you were forced into it, you kind of opened up your mind to different ways of communicating and collaborating with teams. And adding on to that kind of, you know, the ability to have, you know, labor shortages and address that issue as well. When you're kind of forced into that situation to look at things differently, that's really where the robot really started to come into play, because you could have that on a job site, be able to get access to see things going on without having to have a lot of people there. And we even have the capability, you know, to do a remote operation of it. So, you know, you can have the robot on site, but you don't have to send a team out on site. So if you have a meeting and it's like, hey, there's an area we want to take a look at, we can remote into that robot. We can move it out to that location, run a scan, take an image, and really be able to get, you know, that kind of inspection and that analysis without having to take the time of actually physically going there. So you just were able to open up your, you know, people's minds to doing that and test it in an environment where people are like, well, we have to test this because this is what we need to do to keep things going forward.
Yeah. And the pandemic kind of helped force that. And then it's like, wow, I don't want to go back, because now let's leapfrog this thing. Mm-hmm. And I saw a lot of these different tools being used for just brand new, you know, big commercial new construction projects. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness for that sector to push this stuff forward. But now you're seeing that, well, wait, let's do this backwards. And you kind of alluded to that earlier to say, well, let's go take the field, use the the laser scanning with all kinds of cool tools to then educate back to the office instead of the other way around, of having an architect who should be the master facilitator, master designer, doing what they do on the computer, instead of going out there and hand getting a window schedule to replace the window or something. And it's a huge thing. We got to be able to fast track to bring buildings up and redo buildings. What's your take to that?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's being efficient, and, you know, time is money on a job site. So if you can capture things and start to, you know, just provide more data, you know, I think what you're starting to see with the robotics is you're opening up, especially with this consistent data capture, just a whole new area of analysis that happens on a job site that just hadn't happened before.
Sure.
I think in general, you talk with virtual design and construction teams on any of the projects, and they'll all agree that the data they can get off of a laser scanner or off of an image is very valuable, but they're not necessarily going to spend the time to go out and capture that daily or weekly. You know,
it's a moment in time. They can only do so many moments.
Exactly.
In time. Yeah.
And so, you know, now they've got a way of being able to take that data that everyone agrees is very valuable, but now you can have something go out and capture it consistently over time, and you're opening up a whole new area of analysis that just didn't exist before.
Totally.
And that starts to inform, you know, just the overall construction progress and process in general. You know, one of the things that I always liked when I was in construction was that I had a boss that used to say that, you know, construction is one industry where you build your prototype and your final deliverable at the same time, you know, and the whole time that if you can keep as much of this,
or just build it 2-3 times because they don't
exactly.
like it, right?
or build design instead of design build,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, just to have more information like that ahead of time, you know, it's easier to make changes when it's still virtual and it's still a digital model. Versus, you know, having to tear it down and redo it. So as you get more of that information, it just makes the overall process better, and you get a higher quality product out of it as well.
Totally. So let's switch gears and talk about how does the dynamic of having a laser scanning robot dog affect a project team? Computational power, like construction, if you go back to like the founder of Alice that we recently talked about, well, the computing power struggled to be able to access stuff work. And now it's all catching up. And so what kind of employees do you need more of or less of? And can this tool affect the structure of entire companies when it comes down to bringing the robot on the job site?
Yeah. You know, so the robot in general, when it comes out onto a job site, it's a spectacle and it draws lots of attention. So a lot of times it gets used, you know, after hours to be able to go out and just capture a day without distracting from what teams have to do during the day.
Right.
And so, you know, what one of the things there that it does is it starts to enable like a 24-hour job site. You know, if you could have the robot going out and collecting information at night, then you have all that information and that analysis completed overnight, so that when the teams come back on the job site the next day, they're able to then, you know, take that and do something with it the next day and be able to be efficient from that.
So that it doesn't have the same core values discussion of overtime, and that you can have the robot work whenever.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's what you're starting to see a lot of contractors say. They're like, wow, this is the way that they can be more efficient. It's how they can see ways of, you know, being profitable on a project by just enabling it as being a 24-hour kind of work cycle so that they can stick to the budgets and stick to the schedules that they commit to.
Fascinating. I never thought about that. But then you have every cause has an effect. If it's dark out, then it's harder to get good lighting, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So then that will change the way, you know, how do you structure the site and how do you enable that ability? But in terms of, you know, the staff and the projects that you have, you know, it goes back to the idea of being this collaborative robot, to where you're enhancing the staffs that you currently have. So a lot of the virtual design and construction teams, the ones that are, they're already out there working with the models and, you know, doing the collaboration, doing the coordination. This is just kind of an extension of those teams. Cause, you know, if you talk to a lot of the contractors, you'll find out it's hard to find that kind of a person to hire when you have more projects coming on. So this just becomes a way to extend that team that you currently have. And so then it just becomes, you know, again, that cobot or that coworker that really can help to extend the capabilities of your existing teams.
Yeah. That's really well articulated, because you think about like the physical work, like, I don't want to do field reports and capture this and do this after that. And the person who's really good at capturing that is typically the person who's also really good at managing all the other things, right? And two things aren't enough of time and money, so you have to augment that, right? So can you talk to the tribe a little bit more about Trimble Connected Construction, how you put the bot and the cobot and all these really cool things we're talking about into the master Trimble Connected Construction?
Yeah, so you know the idea behind that is to have access to the right data at the right time, anytime, anywhere. And so it's keeping, you know, all the teams informed, whether you're in the office doing the design side or if you're out in the field doing the construction piece. And so my part of that equation is focused around the hardware solutions that then enable that kind of bridge of communication between office and field. The solutions that I work with, you know, start to take the 3D models that are being spent, you know, from a design standpoint and a coordination standpoint. And then we make sure that that information accurately gets translated out to the job site. And then, you know, vice versa as well, you know, with the data capture being done with laser scanners, we can then push that back to the design teams and back to the office just to enable that, you know, here's that kind of real-time reporting of what's going on the job site. So it's just making sure that everyone on the project team has access to data at any time, anywhere.
Love it. So what's the best way for people to learn more about Trimble and how to get involved with the platform other than making sure you go back to the show notes and all this gold and all the stuff that our marketing team will put together? How's the best way if I'm interested in learning more to get involved?
Yeah, there's a website that we have for all of our hardware solutions. It's called fieldtech.trimble.com. And that can show you everything that we have that's part of the construction workflow.
Awesome. So what is your crystal ball? Here is that question that we always ask that we're going to be putting a little flair to this here today because honored to have Trimble here. We really are. It's great to have Trimble on the Art of Construction platform and be part of this cutting edge that I truly believe is the going to be the new norm, right? It's kind of like the Amazon effect in COVID and these things change the whole paradigm shift, right? And at first it's really scary, right? I raise my hand and say, that's like, it's cool, but it's even as a tech guy that loves it, it's like, that's a big change, right? Right. So what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction? But when we say the Trimble edition, from your take, Trimble talks a lot about the truth. How far away are we from constructing truly operating under one source of truth, and what will it take to get us all there?
Sure. You know, I would say we're probably already there with the way the technology is set up, especially how models are used on projects where you have this kind of collaborative platform where people are getting access to kind of one source of data. They're checking out models, they're putting it back into that kind of collaborative mode, and things are getting updated in real time. So I think in some aspects, we're already there. But to really kind of see it full circle within the entire industry, I think one of the biggest hurdles that we have to come over is having more of the jurisdictions and the legal agreements and things of that nature get away from utilizing paper and 2D documentation and also embracing the use of the 3D model as that kind of right of reliance for construction, the source of truth that everyone's going to work off of. I think once we get past that hurdle, then you'll really see that true, you know, we've hit one source of truth that's being used for every project. It kind of becomes the digital token or digital asset that kind of lives with the building from start throughout its life cycle.
Well, there you heard it, Art of Construction. We are there. And if you're not listening to what he said right there and you don't believe it, then you're going to get kicked to the side sooner than later. Because we can talk about the jurisdictions. We can talk about how I don't have time for that. I'm too busy. But if you're paying attention to educational marketing and in truly, truly listening and embracing the 3D model, that's where we're here. We're here. And we have, it's so cool to see companies like Trimble putting hardware to the software for those digital models to work. So to close this thing out, what is that one thing you want to leave our contractors and affiliates to think about to go out there and crush it and grow their business?
It's very much just like what you were just saying. It's having people go out and be open to embracing the use of technology. But you know, as you start to look at it, it can become overwhelming. And so you really have to decide which part of that technology becomes valuable for your business today, and then start there and then work your way through it. because it's all being there, you know, to help improve your way of working. And that's kind of one of Trimble's themes, is that we're transforming the way the world works. So just be able to, you know, be open to the different types of technologies, but identify where you want to start. Because if you dive right in and go for everything, it's going to be very overwhelming. But if you find what has, you know, value to you with your works, with your workflow, then it gets your foot in the door, and you start to figure it out from there, and you start to build from there. Because everything will help to improve your overall workflow.
I love it. Art of Construction Tribe, the riches are in the niches. But if you're not going out and trying new things and taking some risks, you're going to get left behind, right? So take these things, and man, we're honored to be in our brand new studio here with Trimble, talking about not just the video games, but truly, how do we take that digital twin and truly connect the field to the office? Thank you so much for coming and sharing your story.
Hey, my pleasure.
Great job. Crush it out there, Tribe.